This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver is getting more than $37 million from the federal government to improve roads and infrastructure. More than $35 million will go to bike and pedestrian projects in Globeville and Elyria-Swansea. $2 million will help start moving a highway interchange at Colfax and Federal Boulevard, an intersection which has long been dangerous for pedestrians. The money comes from the 2022 federal climate bill. The state legislature is considering a measure to give a $10,000 refundable tax credit to organ donors. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
If approved, Colorado would join a handful of states that use a financial incentive to encourage more people to donate an organ, either to a loved one or someone they don't know. The tax credit only applies to living donors. Democratic Representative Manny Rutenel is a Maine sponsor. He expects the bill would increase donations by about 40%.
Making sure that we save folks from kidney disease, from being on that wait list, stuck on a dialysis machine. And if we pass this bill, we'll be able to save hundreds of lives.
People who donate part of a liver or intestine would also be eligible for the tax credit. The proposal next heads to the House Finance Committee. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A plan to overhaul Grand Junction's post office has drawn resistance in Congress. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett was among 20 lawmakers to sign a letter opposing proposed changes to rural post offices nationwide. For Grand Junction, the idea would involve sending local mail to Denver for processing and back again. Residents in western Colorado were concerned that would lead to delays caused by storms like the one the state saw this week. That storm has mostly moved out of western Colorado, and for Metro Denver, Vail and Aspen and Colorado Springs could see snow through the weekend. This is CPR News and KRCC.